It's not just the UK that is moving towards organic food. Denmark is too. And a good example of this is the number of organic restaurants opening up across the city. Biome was one of the first, and Brian Johansson is co-founder and head chef.
Honestly, we thought it was a very good business idea when we started. We wasn't that kind of holy guys who wanted to save the world at the beginning, but then we started the restaurant and it kind of took us to another level, and we just found out that how many products you actually could get organic, and then it growed. So in the beginning it was just the food that was organic, and then we found out, oh, it's quite easy to get wine, booze, beers and sodas are organic as well, and then we went all the way, and today it's the paint, the flowers, the chairs, everything. So it started like a good idea, but now it's a way of living.
And has it sort of converted about how you feel about those sorts of things as well? Have you become more passionate about that sort of thing in your own life?
Yes, of course, very much. Now it is a way of living, and it's very fun because you can really push the limit very far. You can get all sort of things. The doormat is made out of old bicycle tires and so on. You can really push the limit.
Now, a lot of people always think of organic restaurants being quite, being very, very earthy, very Mother Earth. This isn't. This is very modern, very clean lines and so on. Was it easy to find things that fitted in with that very sort of Danish style rather than that Earth Mother style?
The whole idea behind the restaurant is short hair organic. It sounds a bit better in Danish, but that's the whole idea, because it doesn't have to be this hippie kind of place. You can easily make modern food with organic groceries and nobody noticed. It's a thing we also do a lot about. We doesn't want to tell our guests how they are supposed to live. You can easily just come, have a nice meal, relax, and then walk away. It doesn't have to get stuffed with organic propaganda and you have to save the planet, because I think then the guests will get tired and then never ever come again.
So how easy then is it to find all these organic items, particularly the food? I mean, is that a lot of work to source that?
Yeah, but it's actually also a bit easier. I think a lot of chefs in the world will support me in this one, because if you can choose every ingredients in the whole world, you have to eliminate something when you are creating your menu. It's a bit easier for us because we look what is available and then we create the menu. So we have this scheme of how we want to make the menu.
And where does the food actually come from? Do you make sure that it all comes from the local area, or do you go further afield?
We try to get as much as possible from Denmark, but it's a bit tricky because coffee, pepper and all that kind of stuff comes, of course, from another country than Denmark. But we try to use as much local grown groceries as possible.
And you say that some of the food does come from much further afield. So how do you choose where that's going to come from? Why use one supplier rather than another?
We have a supplier who have started a farm in Africa, and they are supported and controlled by the Danish government. So, of course, we want to support that because we think it's a great way to supporting Africa instead of just lower the prices and buy the cheapest. So we try to use as much from them as possible. It's very obvious when you make your menu and you can see you have mangoes from the other way around the world, then could we use something else instead? And then use apples instead or anything. So we try to eliminate things who come very far away.
I know that you said that you're quite keen not to be preaching to your customers and so on. Nevertheless, people must come here and ask you questions and so on. So do you actually find that you are educating people and that you're changing their way of thinking about things?
Yes, but it's also the other way around. We have a lot of organic farmers who have been organic for 40 years and who is coming here and having a dinner, and we're also getting educated. It's a privilege to have a restaurant where the guest is not like cattle. You doesn't want to milk them for money and then out of the door again. They actually have an opinion and or a story, a lot of them, and you can easily get a chat with them. And that's really one very nice thing about this restaurant.
And can you give me an example then of the kind of food that I would get here if I came to eat here?
Right now we have wild duck on the menu, and we have rice pudding, a traditional Danish dish. We have spiced it up a bit. Instead of cherry sauce, it's with cherry ice cream and so on. So we try to make basic food, but we make it with a twist. So it's our angle on how we want to eat it.
And generally, how enthusiastic are Danes about the whole organic issue? Do they think it's sensible? Are they keen on it, or do they just think it's a bit of a fad, a bit of a weird thing?
I think it's starting to settle a bit. Now it's not the organic hype. It's more a natural thing. You doesn't have to say you buy organic. It's a natural thing. Of course I buy organic. I wouldn't dream otherwise. And I actually think there's more and more people who doesn't know the other way, the conventional way. I think it's changing a bit, but the hype is it's not a hype anymore. It's just the way it is.
That's Brian Johansen, co-founder of Biome Organic Restaurant in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.